Joe Biden blames everything but himself for inflation in speech offering no new solutions. By Charlie Spiering on May 10, 2022. President Joe Biden delivered another speech at the White House about inflation on Tuesday, blaming everyone but himself for skyrocketing prices. The president refused to take responsibility for inflation, arguing his trillions in dollars in government spending in 2021 were only trying to help people. "I think our policies help, not hurt," he said to reporters when asked if he accepted responsibility for the problem. "The vast majority of the economists think that this is going to be a real tough problem to solve, but it's not because of spending," he claimed. The president spoke as gasoline and diesel prices hit new record highs in the United States. When asked why he thought Americans continued to blame him for higher prices, Biden acknowledged the Democrat Party was in power in all three branches of government but said inflation was really complicated. "Right now it's confusing. There's the war in Ukraine and they're scratching their head," Biden said about the American people. "Most people, the vast majority of Americans, are hoping that their government just takes care of their problem and they don't have to think about it in detail at the kitchen table," he continued. Biden said the average person just did not understand why inflation was happening and tried to signal he understood their concerns. "Look, I know you gotta be frustrated. I know. I can taste it," he said. Biden blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin, the coronavirus pandemic, and big corporations for inflation and berated ultra-MAGA Republicans for blocking his agenda. The president mistakenly said Senator Rick Scott, RFL, was from Wisconsin and said the senator has a problem when told about Scott's call for him to resign. "Resign? That's a good idea," Biden replied sarcastically. He also insisted inflation was his top domestic priority. The president rehashed his previous attempts to address inflation and high gas prices by releasing more oil from the strategic oil reserves, shifting American energy production away from oil to green energy sources, putting price caps on insulin, and offering government subsidies to make buildings more energy efficient. When asked how long he expected inflation to last, Biden replied, "I'm not going to predict that."